Greater restrictions and social distancing. Hit the Hill can't go ahead as we know it in 2020. Obviously, you can't have huge groups of people contributing to events like that. But we are going to be supporting Queensland Mental Health Week, which happens in October.
We are as committed as ever as a radio station to our efforts as we have been in the past for suicide prevention and mental health awareness. And like you say, we are going to throw our support behind Queensland Mental Health Week, which is coming up in October. To tell us more about it, we've actually got the Queensland Mental Health Commissioner on the phone right now. His name is Ivan Frkovic, or as he goes by, because it's just easier in interviews, Ivan Smith, you might have heard. but it is Ivan Frkovic on the line right now. Morning, Ivan. Thanks for chatting mental health. It's an important time in the world right now for mental health to be, I guess, a focus in everyone's mind.
It is, and good morning, Cliffo and Gabby, and thank you for the time. And look, it's a great opportunity for us in this time of, I suppose, additional vulnerability that we're all experiencing in sort of in relation to COVID-19, to really think about not just the virus itself, but also the psychological and mental health impact it's having on us. So this is really an opportunity for us to say, we're all under stress, we're all under pressure in many ways at the moment. How can we also look after our mental health during this time?
It's so important. And yes, Mental Health Week isn't until the 10th to the 18th of October, but that doesn't mean we can't look inward at the moment and look at our mental health, but also ask each other how we're all going.
I think that is a critically important message. Look after your mental health as importantly as you look after your physical health. So when you look after your mental health, you've got to be physically active. That's always important. Make sure that you've got good diet. Make sure you're sleeping well. Make sure that you've got good connections with people, that you're not on your own and isolated. So those are some of the elements, particularly now. But as we lead into Mental Health Week, also think about more so your own mental health. And if you are experiencing some fairly sort of, you know, severe psychological distress, reach out for help. It's okay. There's a whole range of services and supports available.
Yeah, such great advice, Ivan. And yeah, 2020, never has there been a year like this where I guess we need to focus so much on our mental health and the mental health of those around us. To do that, you guys are actually offering up some small grants. Now, if you want to apply for these, you have to get in by the end of the week. But tell us about the grants program that the Mental Health Commission is putting on offer at the moment.
So we work with the community sector and, you know, the whole community around sort of initiating some community activities where people can engage and participate during Mental Health Week. And part of that is we're working with the Queensland Alliance for Mental Health, and we're giving out small grants for a whole range of community activities. So communities in the Townsville area and the broader Queensland environment can apply for small grants to put on events. We know, for example, I've already got one event that I just picked out this morning, and I'm not sure how many there are from Townsville, but there will be a footy competition between the North Queensland Catholic schools in the Townsville area. So this is about bringing young people together to, you know, to actually play sport, to think about also the mental health of our young people in that particular week. These grants are fairly small and anybody can apply. They're up to $2,000-$2,500. People can apply to put on activities where they attract even the broader community to take time for their mental health.
I love this because I really think mental health is a grassroots kind of problem. So to offer these small grants of like $2,000 to $2,500 to, you know, make that an offer for, I guess, grassroots organizations and just individuals and stuff, it's really smart. It's really tackling the problem at home. So if you want more details on how you can apply for these grants, or you just want more details on Queensland Mental Health Week, which we're super proud to be supporting as a radio station this year. It's happening October 10 to 18. But the website is just qldmentalhealthweek.org.au, or just Google Queensland Mental Health Week and you'll find it. You're doing a great job, Ivan. Thank you so much for your efforts, hey.
And thank you very much both to you, Cliffo and Gabby, but also to your radio station and the broader community. As you say, this is, we need to look after our mental health at the grassroots level. This is not all about just treatment services. And this is a fantastic way to promote it. And thank you very much. And all the best to you and your listeners in Townsville.
Ivan.
Thank you.
Your caller of the day, Ivan. That was a fun chat. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.